So he did not went to his home, and he went to Kailash. And very
severe
astrology. After some months, he gave up everything, food, water, everything. And he was about to die. Then Shankar came, "What do you want?" Then he told that, "I want to take a revenge from Pandavas. I want to kill all Pandavas and to defeat them." Shankar told that, "You can defeat once Yudhishthir, Arjun, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, but not I." Then he told that, "If you are not giving to my full satisfaction, then you should give me benediction that Arjuna, anyone cannot kill me." Then Shankar told that, "If anyone kills you, takes your head, then if it comes on ground, then that killer will be killed. Understand what I told?"
He's saying that the person that causes his head to fall on the ground, that person will be killed immediately.
If your, and you will be saved, life will come, and head will be joined. And if that head goes to your father, and your father throws this, then you may kill. Otherwise, not. If anyone kills you 100 times, lakh times, you will not be killed. If your head, your father will give up your, throw your anywhere, then you will be killed. He was satisfied. My father will not do this. But when Mahabharata was fought, anyhow, Krishna took his head with his arrow. And it was about evening, sun was setting, and his father was doing arpan to sun, giving some arc like this, water like this. And in the meantime, Arjun gave that head in the head, in the hands of his father. And he was doing it. And so it came from his heart. And it went on the earth, water. When he opened his eyes, "Are, what is this wasteful thing?" And up till now, it has gone from his hand. And he saw that this was the head of his son. Then he was doing like this, "Ocean, ocean, you are now dead." And he did. So Shankar, if gives any benediction to anyone, to the enemies of devotees or enemies of Krishna, that should be in loop and hole. Because he is so tricky. So he always serves Krishna. Also, there was a Tripurasur, you have known, very big demon. It is a severe authority for Shankar. And when Shankar came, he told that, I want a benediction, that I can make 3 Viman, aeroplane, and they will be managed by only mind. When I will tell that you should go to heaven, they should go. No machine, nothing. How I will want, it will go like this. In summer, air condition. 2 men, I am sitting, yes, he will give 2 seats. We want to go on on this about lakhs of devotees. Oh, lakhs sits devotees in the arrange. Never it will fall down by masonry difficulty anything. Never. They were of golden, copper and silver. And all kinds of weapon were there. And he began to fight with Shankar. And Shankar fled away. And he took shelter of Krishna. He had also a coop. Coop means well. In that, there was nectar full of. And if anyone kill him, he will at once take that nectar. So if there is nectar, he will never be killed. So Shankar was very worried for this. And so much war was going between them. Then he took shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna became a love cow. And he took all the nectar from the well. And then Shankar killed him. So Shankar gives his enemies also some benediction. Because Krishna will save me. So don't have any fear. Krishna will save you. If you are offering in yourself. That is Krishna has promised. Sarva dharmana paritya. Mamekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Mokshayishyami ma suchaha. If you will give your whole responsibility, your intelligence, your senses, everything to Krishna, then Krishna will take all responsibility. Don't fear. No suffering and sorrows or anything will come. Arjun killed lakhs and lakhs soldiers, but he has not to take any fruit for that. Ajamil did so many wrong things, but there was nothing to take fruit of that. He went to where? Vaikuntha. So you should try to give all your responsibilities, varnasram, dharma, and anything, everything to Krishna, and be happy forever. Then you can enter in bhakti realm. Otherwise, no. So Shankar always serving. Narada knows this fact. But he wanted to glorify to all that Shankar is very near and dear. One with Krishna. How? Sakshatharitena samasta shastra iruktastatha bhavyate eva sadvi kintu prabharyopiya eva tasya bande gurus. Here Sakshatharitena means what? Priyatena haritena. He's very dear, very near. So Shankar is like this. Vaishnavanam jathasam. Shankar tattva is very complicated. Very complicated. Brahma's tattva is not so complicated. He is always like jiva tattva. Sometimes when there is no qualified jiva, then Vishnu himself comes as Brahma. But Shankar not like this. Never is jiva tattva. Achinta bheda bheda. He lives where? At a Brahmalok, passing eight kinds of covering, Viraja also crossing, also Muktidham, Mahakalpuram, Brahmalok, and there is the lok of that Shankar. There he is called what? Sadashiv, Vishnu Tattva. No, he is Vishnu Tattva. for any reason, if milk is given something,
sour,
then it becomes curd. Curd is nothing but milk only. It has all the potencies which is in milk, but curd is not milk. Understand? Milk has become curd, but curd cannot be milk. But ghee is there, so many, all potencies are there. So it is not other than milk. So Shankar is like that. So he is not ordinary jeev. Sometimes, very rarely, for any reason, that Sadashiv may not come to this world for his pralaya or anything. Then, any qualified jeev can work as a seed, temporarily, not permanently. So, you should always try to honor Shankar. I can tell some pastimes of Shankar from Bhagavatam and from Skanda Purana. When Ram was making pool to breathe to go Lanka, with his all soldiers, lakhs and lakhs. At that time he established a Shankar of Rameswaram. When it was established, then all the male human beings, they were giving jai to Shankar, Rameswar ki jai ho. Jai ho Rameswar ki. Here they were telling Rameswar, Ramasya Ishwarah. You are Ishwar, you are God of Ram. So Rameswar. Demigod was not happy, not satisfied by this. Meaning, they told Ramasya Asau Ishwarah. Ram is also a God and Shankar is God. Both are same. Hearing the Shankar, that Murti, Jiti means the Sila, it was broken. And Shankar came out of that. And he told that, you are all foolish, not knowing my tattva. Ram is my God, so Rameshwar. General people, they don't know anything, so they thought that Ramasya Ishwarah is God of Ram. Ram is controlled by Shankar. But demigods, they had opinion that Ram and Krishna are same and both are God. But Shiva himself told that I am not God of Ram, but Ram is my beloved and my God. So Rameshwaram. He has himself told like this. In Srimad Bhagavat we see that once Shankar went to in the council of Prajapati or Brahma. All were honoring Prajapati, Daksha Prajapati. Daksha Prajapati has given his daughter to Shankar, married her. So he thought that he is my like son. When Daksha Prajapati went in the council, he did pranam to Brahma because he was father. But all were honoring him. But Shankar was sitting only and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Daksha Pradapati thought that he is insulting me and he gave some curse. And so many things were there. And from then, he used to think that Shankar is my enemy. But Shankar never thought like this. Shankar returned to his Kailash. One day, this Sati and Shankar came to Dandakaranya. Dandakaranya, you know?
Forest
Dandakaranya. And at that time, Tretaju, Ram, to obey his father's words, he had gone to forest for 14 years with Sita and Lakhan. And Ravan has stolen away Sita and has taken it to Lanka. Ram was weeping so much, Lakshman was pacifying him. But more and more he was pacifying, he was weeping so. He was asking from trees of Panchavati that, oh, Panchavati, have you seen Sita where she has gone? Oh dear, have you seen? And he was crying bitterly and weeping. He was telling to Godavari River, oh Godavari, have you seen my dear Sita? Where she has she gone? Why she left me? And he became like mad. Shankar with Sati came to see his divine and to take darshan of Ram. And he was so much moved and her heart was melted. He did sashtang pranam to Ram. Oh, how beautiful and marvelous pastime she was in, that anyone heart can be melted. And he did parikrama far, very far, far away. But he did parikrama, weeping, that, oh, how beautiful this pastime she was doing. When he did last pranam and he was ready to go to Kailash, Sati asked, my beloved, to whom you are doing pranam? He told that he is my Ishtadev, he is my worshipable deity. I always worship him. She told that, why? I am saying that Ram is like a man and he is weeping for her, his wife. I know that where is Sita and he does not know and he is weeping. And he is not strong enough to bring Sita to her. So he is so weak. So he is a man, not God. Why you are doing pranam to him? Who is he? Shankar told that you are ignorant. You are not knowing. He is Supreme God. Then he has no belief, no trust. Then he told that you can test him anyhow.